ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night show, 1-16-2020. That's 2020. So you got 2020 vision, you can see clearly. But an old hawk sometimes can fly high and look down and have a little better sometimes than 2020. And I tell you what, I've been thinking a lot about all of this stuff. All of these things that have been going on, and we've been talking now for a few weeks about Virginia and what might happen. And then it does happen. And Governor Northam comes out, because this was something in his speech that I watched, and then I've read it a couple times, and I believe it's available a lot of places on the web, but I know Organic Prepper's got some of what his speech said. But without going into it exactly, I looked at the people there, and what was very interesting, the tableau of the state cop for the Capitol Police, and then the guy who probably is the head of the, you know, Virginia Bureau of Investigation or whatever, and then the lieutenant governor, the black guy who also got in trouble in some kind of whole mess, who's also a demon commie rat, just like the baby-killing S.O., you know who, Tyrannus, Governor Northam Tyrannus, you know, the one who wants to keep the baby comfortable while they talk to the mama to make sure they know they can kill it, you see. Well, now he wants to take your guns. And we've talked about this, talked about one of what I heard him describing it. And they were couching this entire thing in terms of race and how they didn't want this to become another Charlottesville, and how the real good people from Virginia, they just can come and talk to their government at any time. But this is the race people from out of state coming in. Nobody has ever made this about race in terms of Governor Northam and the demon commie rat legislature trying to confiscate AR-15s or all semi-automatic weapons and destroy a Second Amendment right. Nobody's couched it, black versus white, or this or that or the other, or EIO versus YXY, or whatever. Governor Northam, you're the one who sees things in blackface and Ku Klux Klan robes, because that's who you are. But when I started thinking about that, I said, Hawk, this reminds me of Operation Blackjack from a few years ago. London Sunday Telegraph, they had a series, which was a series of slideshow. And I believe it's stevequayle.com. You can go up there, and he told people, Operation Blackjack, listen to Hawk on the radio tonight. And incidentally, you can go to stevequayle.com, and there's a banner down at the bottom at the end of his stories he puts up for the day. You'll see a Listen to Hawk Radio banner down there. You can click through that and get on to listen to the live show or to listen to a archive shows, which we do have the archives usually up within an hour or so after the main show. So anyway, I go to look at Operation Blackjack, and I hear Northam talking about how it's these white supremacists and white nationalists like Charlottesville, and they're the ones agitating and coming in and causing trouble. But the good Virginia man, they just want to chat with their government. And the government likes to hear them. It's all bull crap. Tyrannus Northam, you are the one who's trying to take away the AR-15s and most all semi-automatic weapons, who's trying to destroy the ability to have a safe firing ranges to shoot the weapons, who is trying to destroy the ability of transportation of said weapons in between a home or somewhere. You are the one, Governor Northam, who just declared a state of emergency to ban any type of weapon. Even if you have probably a pocket knife, 1/4 inch over the, a standard whittling knife, you're probably going to be crossed across some Virginia State Police cruiser and thrown into jail. You know, probably put on a chain gang at Governor Northam's house, you know, so he can call down to you and spit on you and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, when I heard all of this talk that Northam had, and then I started looking at Operation Blackjack, and then I said, there's a description in Blackjack that reminds me very closely to what Northam is saying. And then today, while in the midst of that, I was looking on, I just watched the little slideshow that you can still get. If you go in a search engine and type in, you can get the original one, and it's at, Operation Blackjack, London Telegraph, or London Sunday Telegraph, you'll get the thing and you can eventually find that, and you'll find like a 5-part slideshow. Go through all the parts, it'll blow your mind. I told you about this years ago, we used to talk about it. But now, when I see today, after I'm looking at Blackjack, I then see this story, FBI arrests 3 alleged members of white supremacist group, quote unquote, called the base, ahead of the Virginia gun rally. And I thought to myself, aha, now the FBI is getting into white supremacist groups. These are the ones, you see. Then I go to the story. FBI arrested 3 alleged members of a white supremacist group on federal gun and alien harboring charges. I guess E.T. or perhaps a Draco Prime was tied up in the back of their van or something, huh? Amid growing concerns about safety surrounding planned gun rights protests in Virginia's capital next week. And I'll tell you, then the FBI, being smart like they are, you know, charged an out Thursday group in an investigation of a collection of online extremists who refer to themselves as the, quote-unquote, the base, which is the English translation of Al-Qaeda. And according to experts who track hate groups, its members promote racist views and seek to unite with different hate groups in preparation for a race war. And then they arrested, I guess, Brian Mark Lemley Jr., 33 years old. William Bilborough IV, 19, apparently both of Maryland, were charged with transporting an alien and conspiring to harbor an alien. Lemley also charged with transporting a machine gun, and also charges Patrick with a K, Matthews, 27, who's been living in Newark, Delaware. He's accused of transporting a firearm and ammunition with intent to commit a felony. Okay, now, apparently, this base business, as you well know, I told you this years ago, the base, Al-Qaeda, was the name that the CIA gave to people. Guess, are you listening out there? The CIA gave the name Al-Qaeda, or quote-unquote, the base name, to those who were on their CIA databases, Muslims and Arabs and people from the Middle East who would do things for the CIA, commit murders, steal stuff, spy, whatever it is they wanted them to do, for money. That was the CIA's list of people, like Osama bin Laden, okay, or Usama, USA, Ma, bin Laden, who used to be friends with George W. Bush, along with his brother Salim bin Laden, who went out to West Texas And they had a baby blue Rolls Royce Corniche that was featured before they took it off the news out there. One of them Midlothian Times or one of those West Texas papers used to be in the microfiche, but I believe they all sanitized all that years ago. But they were in business in Arbusto Energy. So the operation of the base are those on the CIA's database, Arabs and Muslims who will work for money for the CIA. Now, so when I saw that the FBI is talking about the base, then I knew, okay, either the FBI created this group, like they've done many times before, with their informants, you know, and they create the group, and then they feed them the bomb, and then they put the bomb in this one and that one and the other one, you know? And then they blame it on a guy, Richard Jewell, who didn't do it, you know? And then they blame it on this one and that one, and oh, they made the stuff in a plastic bag, holding their hands under the water when they, you know, the FBI, fiddle with boys internally. And the counterterror people with Strzok and Page and all these people and Provosek and all these guys, you know, the Dip 5 boys of the FBI, the killers and thriller dealers, you know. So I started thinking about all this stuff, and here's what the Operation Blackjack scenario is about. Let me just tell you. Now, it starts out with a message from MI5 about an imminent disaster pending and about missing nukes. Where have we heard about missing nukes? Oh, apparently in Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas. Okay, we'll get back to that. So MI5, which is basically the internal, spy agency of Great Britain, and the FBI, which is the internal spy agency of the United States, and MI6, of course, is their external group, and then CIA, NSA, DIA, EIEIO. But here was their definition of who did their deal. Well, guess what? In Operation Blackjack, they do. They start out with a new Dawn Presentations van with like a sun symbol on the side, a white delivery van. And they park it, and they blow a nuclear warhead off. They blow a big nuke up in London. And then in the scenario, after they blow London, they do New York City, Washington, D.C., Toronto, Canada. Oh, isn't one of the guys in the white supremacist group, is he a Canadian intelligence officer working with the other guys to create their white supremacist organization called the Base, okay? Toronto, Mexico City, Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles. They blow all of those cities in this thing. If you have never looked at Operation Blackjack, then you can see part of it up there at stevequayle.com. I think it's a guy who set it to music. Or you can go to London, type in your search engine, Operation Blackjack, London Sunday Telegraph, okay, and you'll get the listings. And then they have a guy, teardrop eyes only. Let's look at the glass eye reports. Now time for phase two. And then out of the ruins, now listen to what I'm saying to you here, because you're going to see this theme or thread appear again. Out of the ruins of all those cities, London, New York, D.C., Toronto, Mexico City, Portland, and Los Angeles, comes a new government, Union of North America. Oh, USMCA, or was it NAFTA, or used to be called under NAFTA, the North American Union, okay? Well, did they just pass that today? Very interesting. And from the new capital, guess where the new capital's at? Brother Hodges has gotten a lot of this information correct. Steve Quayle has been telling you for years about it. I've been telling you for years about it. We've known Denver was the capital. I also talked to you about it. I can just think of 4, 5, 6 stories over the years. I've talked to you about it a lot. But anyway, the new capital is Denver, Colorado. And the United Union of North America forces are then being shown out to take special measures against all of those who perpetrated. And special measures, which means ICBMs in their scenario, will be launched against guess who? Iran, Syria, and China. And then all collaborators. Well, you know who all the collaborators will be? Remember what the Phoenix FBI said they were? Or Janet Reno said they were? Or what the Missouri State Police Intelligence, the MIAC report said they were? They were Christians, born-again Christians, who believed that the Bible was true and a divine-inspired book, and that really truthfully believed in Jesus, okay, and a God. That's what your FBI and Janet Reno and the MIAC report. And anybody who thought that there was a new world order, they were terrorists, okay? They were suspects. They would be the collaborators, you see. Or anybody who was a preparation person who believed in a scenario where the world might come to an end and they were preparing for it, or a government would collapse or something like that. And anybody prepared for it, well, they were terrorists, don't you know? Phoenix FBI report, Janet Reno report, Missouri State Police Intelligence report, the MIAC, and a whole EIO section of others. Oh, anybody who thought the Masons or the Bilderbergs or anybody like that really existed, or the Trilaterals, and that they were trying to take over the world? Oh, why? They're the terrorists. And you know who else they usually say are the terrorists? Veterans. United States military veterans. And usually they even mention disabled veterans and veterans who have been wounded and veterans who have given their legs and veterans who have given their arms. You see, disabled American veterans. They always mention that, too, because they're the meanest ones, you know. You see what the FBI, Janet Reno was the DOJ. Subsequent FBI reports, Missouri State Police, MIAC report, and probably every EIEIO agency. And for a while, they were on the Muslims, but now they're off of them, and now it's the white supremacists in collaboration with. Now, here's what MI5 says about it in Operation Blackjack. Coalition of homegrown extremists, Islamists, and Christian doomsday cultists. Doesn't that sound like what the FBI is talking about in their definition of the base? Doesn't that sound like what Northam is talking about and all of these others are talking about? And isn't it the capital in Denver? Very interesting. And in Brother Hodges is talking about MS-13 and arresting a 69 and then alluding to a plot with missing nukes. MS-13 ain't a nuke type group. And then I would take one issue with what he was talking about with the drones. The drones are looking for you. The drones are looking for stashes. The drones are looking for this, that, and the other. Highest level nuclear emergency search teams are not necessarily using drones. They could. I could say they could. But most of them that I've ever heard about use satellites with high-powered sensors that can go way down deep into the earth. All right? Or spacecraft like the MMV. And when I mean spacecraft, I'm talking about TR-3Bs, TR-4s, or even the one that I knew about back a few years ago that they stole from a either fallen angel or hybrid, which was a silver disc. But they would use those which have the ability from above to track and use high-powered sensors. Or they would use what? RC-135s, P-3 Orions. What's the new P-7 or whatever they call it, P-8, I forget the name of it. But that type of an aircraft, AWACS planes, you might call some of this stuff too. And they can fly over and look down and find stuff and find trails of it. There are also helicopters, not only attack type, Blackhawks, Little Birds, Apaches that could fly over. But there are also green and white, red and whites that can fly along and have snipers that dangle down below and they fly over. A lot of times you'll see them flying over an interstate or in the cities, an expressway or freeway. And they're flying over, kind of hovering, and they have like a tail, snorkel tail, hanging down, all right? They're sniffing for stuff. They're looking could be radiation. It could be some kind of a biological or chemical signature. So I would tell you that most of the nuke searches are from above. Then they send helicopters with real bad guys, or they drop down, whoosh, in a TR-3B and hit the ground pretty quick, and they're right there, because I've told you over the years about searches in Arizona by the big power plant when there were Middle Eastern types there, and the MMV, the Mighty Men of Valor, came down and started them and chased them. They grabbed some of them, then a couple of them went on the run and went east. That was years ago. You also remember Brother Steve Quayle told you about, and I talked about it, in the Chicago Metro in the suburbs. What the heck was the name of that town? It was one of the north suburbs. And there were like four or five nuclear devices that had gone missing back then. That's back about 202, 203, about 203, 204, I believe. Let me look at Chicago here, see if I can just pick out the thing, because that happened. And then those were missing for a while. The MMV went in and hit that, and it was in a church. It was in a church basement, okay, I believe. And they went in there and got them. Okay, here's Chicago. Let's see where I'm at. Let's see. Not Evanston, not Park Ridge, not Niles. Oh, incidentally, the Lincoln Park Pirates are still allowed to be in business for my Chicago listeners. Hello there, body cop. What's up, buddy? Anyway, I can't see it right now, but it was a north suburb. Don't see it right at the second off on the map here. Anyway, I'll just get off of it. But it was one of the suburbs, and it It had it. And anyway, they had, there was four or five missing then. And then there was, they got about three of them. And then there was missing others. And then I even came back 2 years later and told you they found those years later and grabbed them. So there's a lot of this stuff that goes missing. Allegedly, old Dark Dove Hunter, Cheney, old Darth, you know, the one who shot his lawyer in the with the shotgun after he'd allegedly drank a fifth of whiskey, and he told the lawyer to do something. The lawyer didn't do it or didn't want to do it, and he just shot the lawyer, allegedly. But Dark Dove Hunter had a little deal back then where, you know, they went after Valerie Plame because Valerie Plame, Booz Allen and Hamilton, Knock, she was in charge of keeping her thumbs on the black market of nuclear weapons, and she had it pretty well taped down, and also she had the scientists that worked on them. Well, Dark Dove Hunter, if you recall, he back then wanted to allegedly start a war where Iran hits one of our carrier groups with fast boats, and they blow it with a nuclear weapon in the Straits of Hormuz, okay? And then he was even gone to the point where he was even going to put Navy SEALs, allegedly, in Iranian sailor or Iranian guards or Quds force, like Soleimani's people, in those fast boats. And if you recall, back, let's see, what the heck was that? Maybe, I forget the exact year, but there was some missing from North Dakota. There were some nukes that were sort of taken out of storage, put on a plane, and were sent down, and they found them at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, where the B-52s and stuff roam, you know, and others. And those finally were found on the side of the airfield there, sitting ready to go, and were taken out. I've also told you about a nuclear emergency search where they had a warhead that was on the Houston Ship Channel, and certain things were overheard on HF radio where there was an ambush being set by one faction of the U.S. military to go against the MMV faction. The MMV, let's just say that certain people warned them, okay? And they went in there, they had a firefight, but they only lost one or two guys instead of getting annihilated, and the MMV grabbed the nuclear device that it was going to be back then allegedly exploded in the Houston Ship Channel to start the war and blame it on Iran and to go to war back then. Okay, do you see the theme here? Now, let's keep going a little bit. This white supremacist stuff, they're going to kill African Americans, Jewish Americans, and the organization has military child training camps and how to make improvised explosive device. Sounds like an FBI-run deal to me, because, you know, you got all the Muslims doing that and all the Muslim towns up and down the New York and the Catskills and all the different mountain ranges on the East Coast and down in Tennessee and various other places, and out in the western mountains, too. But you see, you can't do anything with them because, heck, half of those guys were probably staying in an FBI safe house in California at one time or another. Now, the state of emergency gets declared, you see, in Virginia. Well, first of all, he has the right to call it on the Capitol grounds. But I guarantee you that if you go there, they're going to stop you. The Virginia cops, the Richmond cops, they're going to have the ATFs, the FBIs, the this one, that one, and the other one. They're all going to stop you. They probably even have a few National Guard. And if you come in a bus or a van, they'll tell you you got to park at the south end of the fairgrounds, 10 miles outside of town or something like that, and walk in. If you're going to go, don't take weapons this time, but if you're going to go and you want to legally carry, open carry, or concealed carry, if that's legal and you're able to do that, if you want to do that, why don't you go Tuesday after the allegedly the emergency is lifted? Now, I read a good article today about all of this where it said, Richmond, buffalo jump. You know how the Native Americans, and hello out there to my friend with the new knee in the Wasatch. My buddy's got a new knee. He's going to be able to put that leg underneath and grip that horse's belly when he rides through and puts his firearm on you from underneath the horse's belly. Hello, crazy horse. Anyway, the fact is that all of this stuff, you see, with the doomsday Christians and the homegrown extremists and the Islamicists, it's all part of a scenario that is CIA, FBI, ATF, all of this stuff mixed up in the deal. The base. See, one of the problems that FBI and all these EIEIOs have is there are people out there that have memories. Not everybody has got all of their goods or joysticks in their cell phone. Some people don't even have them. Some people use flip phones. Some people use book codes. Some people use one-time pads. Who gives a hoot? But the problem is here, there's this underlying theme. And now let's go into Denver is going to be the new capital in Operation Blackjack. And then in this deal, they're going to hit Iran, Syria, and China with nuclear weapons and try to take them all out. And then they're going to round up all of the collaborators in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and in Great Britain, and in Ireland, and in Scotland, you see. And they even show the rail cars that are the prison rail cars, sometimes that have sit in the Santa Fe rail yards, Kansas City, Kansas. You go up over a little overpass, you can look down there where they got the big rail yards and the rail heads and everything, and you can see sometimes the prison trains mixed in with the other freight stuff that's just sitting there in the yard. Sometimes you can go up along up to Leavenworth, and you go in like you go to the back road to Atchison, and they used to have them sitting alongside a spur right out there. Sometimes you're in Ohio, and maybe you're at Cincinnati Metro. Maybe you're out Mason, Ohio way, or somewhere like that. And you're going down, you go through, and you cut through, and you look down, there's little woods. You go over a track, you look down the track, and oh, by George, they've got some of those prison train cars. Well, those are shown in the Operation Blackjack, rounding up people and taking them where? The collaborators are going, and guess who the collaborators are? Christians, veterans, Islamists, homegrown white supremacists, you see. Anybody who believes in the New World Order, the definitions that the FBI and Janet Reno, the Attorney General, and the MIAC report, all these people made. And then they're talking about, in state of emergency, then, there's a phase two. And they show the state of emergency being a rounding up of people to punish those responsible. The black helmets are going in to secure the homeland, and you're seeing them operating in a state of emergency in Denver, Manchester, or what they call Gunchester, in England, Tijuana, Montreal, Dublin, Ireland, you see, and they show people there being rounded up, and then they have a nice thing that comes out, and they say, we're punishing those responsible, and then all of the debts have been forgiven, and the country, that's the Union of North America, which includes Great Britain in this too, is reopened for business. And then they go to a thing in here that says, a year earlier, Operation Blackjack, 5 nuke warheads are missing. And then they do bring it up. They bring it up 9/5/2007, supposedly on the B-52 area, North Dakota. These 5 nukes were missing from North Dakota. I believe, what is that, Minot up there? And they were then went to Barksdale, Louisiana. And then they say that there's a further phase that they need to go into, and that the possible second and third phase, you see, they're looking at cells that are in secondary cells in Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, Edmonton, and Calgary, Alberta, Phoenix, Guadalajara and Monterrey, Mexico, Dallas, Texas, Chicago, Montreal, Boston, Atlanta, and Miami. And then, you see, the Union of North America, DHS, and Oversight Group, they're going to issue a new biometric ID card. Oh, real ID? Are you getting the theme here, ladies and gentlemen? You getting the theme here? A biometric ID. And you're going to have to use that. A citizen will have to use it for every purchase, you see. And if you refuse to produce it on site, as in, papers, please, there'll be an unlimited jail cell for those who don't have it. And also for any business, you see, that doesn't ask you to produce it and note down what you purchased. And then they're talking about other deals. That you'll have to license, Department of Homeland Security will license journalists. And then they're going to start taking down alternative websites. You see, this was all from a number of years ago in the Operation Blackjack. But do you see how they've been operating upon it? And then they also say that everybody will have to report one time for a one-time vaccine implant. Well, we got old several vaccines getting ready to come up. And incidentally, if you're following it, a SARS-like, corona-like virus in China now showing up in Japan and may be carried through seafood packaging, and it's being passed person to person. Now, I'll tell you what, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and I'll tell you what, there is power in the blood of Jesus. If you have not sought him as your savior, then repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come in your heart and be your savior. And you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven because of his grace and what he did to save you. And our Father in heaven gave his only begotten son so that he could come and offer you the best deal you could ever have. Anyway, You want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve notes, silver dime, silver dollar, ounce of silver, gold, check, whatever. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I'm going to tell you what, you should go to Steve Quayle, Quayle.com. If you're not already there, clicking through to this show. And you should read his stories, and you should also take his QPOS 2.0, where he's giving you access to information he's getting on the backside, and that he only puts out in his format. It's very inexpensive to subscribe. QPOS 2.0. And I'll tell you what, Steve and I talked this afternoon, and I told him, I said, I'm getting the feeling like I had prior to 9/11 that something huge was going to happen. Now let's tie all this stuff in here, because you see, it goes on. Because people start to protest all this crap of the UNA, Union of North America. The city is erupting violence, and then the people are saying, now where have you heard this? We're fighting fascism. We're anti-fascism. Oh. And then old flags are starting to be flown. They show the American flag rather than the UNA flag. And then they show the British flag and the Canadian flag and all the different stuff. And probably the Confederate flag, and probably in those ones of the FBI agents or CIA agents that they're paying to be white supremacists. The agentur, who are the Klan. Most of the Klan groups are run by FBI plants. Don't advocate that at all. Let me tell you something. I like people who believe and who have the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and who are free people who have in their hearts and in their minds the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Regardless of race, creed, or color. Now, the cities are erupting in this Operation Blackjack. I urge you to go and look it up and watch it, because it's tracking with what's going on right now. Then they want to go to phase three to rally the people. So what do? They pick Boston, and then they have another quote-unquote New Dawn presentation van, and they have another stolen nuke. But then there's a group that's watching these people, a group that's watching the Luciferians, like somebody like the MMV, and you and me are watching the FBI, the CIA, as Trump says, the bad cops, all the spooks and the NSA people who are up your yin-yang and every kind of other way, listening to everything you do and watching you on TV and watching you through your computers, the whole nine yards, just like Snowden said. But in the scenario of Operation Blackjack, they're picking Boston. Well, didn't we have a bombing in Boston? That Boston bombing took place after they did this Operation Blackjack in the London Sunday Telegraph, which allegedly is just an art project kind of a thing, or a whatever, a slideshow. But anyway, the groups finally figure out that they call, after they sense from above, a nuclear device in the Boston area in Operation Blackjack, London Sunday Telegraph. They finally call the Boston police. They go and look at it. They find the bomb. Then they find out the bomb was made where? in the Union of North America, and that it was the people in Denver who cooking the bomb. And they went from D.C. to Denver, see? So then they start putting out the information to police and military, and they tell them to return to find somebody of your legitimate government and start flying the flag of the U.S. or Great Britain or Canada or wherever you're from, Ireland or whatever. And not to take any more orders from the Denver people, you see. But then you know what happens at the end, you see. What they get into towards the end then. Is that the Denver people marshal their forces that are still lower to them. And then start to attack the other people, you see. They start to attack the other forces, and then Operation Blackjack ends, and then they have to be continued. The war starts and to be continued. So I'm telling you that all of this, and where does that money in Virginia come from for all this anti-gun and to buy a new state legislature for the demon commie rats? Bloomberg, allegedly Soros, which allegedly is fronting for, allegedly, Rothschild money. And I would throw in the Queen herself and the other parts of the crown, who are old Virginia. They like that place a lot. And them dadgum Yankees. And where are they going to blow up? In Operation Blackjack? Boston. We had a bombing in Boston, which galvanized public opinion, didn't it? So when you see FBI arresting the base, then the FBI guy, the special, hut, special intelligence unit, special, blah, 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 hubba, 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 like Bodie. Bodie's number two guy up there now, though I shouldn't. Under Ray Ray, they got good haircuts. Bodie Bowditch. Remember when Bodie took over the thing out in California where the local police officer, the chief, said, our men chased the third guy in the car. We killed the husband and wife, terrorist in the car that had killed all the people down at the county building. Remember? The Saudi people, the black widow chick and her husband. And we chased the third one down behind the buildings here and behind the houses. And he jumped over fence and we caught him and got him. We've got him in custody. At that point, Bodie Bowditch, sensitive information unit, took over all of it and slow walked that son of a buck. Made sure he's getting good gel in his hair every day, you know, and fancy jackets and looking good for the TV. And that poor city cop, that poor police chief, never got to tell the truth again because that third guy who was the handler of the two terrorists, they disappeared him quicker than you know what of the Shiite type stuff. You know what I mean? Now, so let's look at this whole bit here just a little bit more. Now we got Kansas and Nebraska. Nebraska was a little quieter because they got a unicameral legislature. It's also Nebraska's where the, you know, Franklin cover-up with all the high-end Illuminati and pedophiles involved with the Boys Town Boys and little girls and all kind of stuff, you know. Bohemian Grove and, you know, all the different things. We've talked about that. The Franklin cover-up, if you're not aware of it, look up the Franklin cover-up and get the information on the Franklin cover-up. Now, in Kansas, they came in white buses and they came to the legislature, to the House of Representatives of the State Assembly, you know. and they put them on the white buses and they swear them to secrecy, or you can't talk to the press, and this is a high-level briefing of the Department of Human Sacrifice, and they take them to an old airfield called Forbes Field. But it's a very active airfield, and it's an interesting one. Out of there, they have Air National Guard and Air Reserve. They have the tankers fly out of there, and those tankers are good people. Those people are fueling. They're the tankers that fuel all over the United States, all up into Alaska and West Coast and all different places. I'm not going to say all the places they go. And they fuel up all the different planes that are flying. Bombers, fighter jets, whatever is going on. Air tankers. But that Forbes Field was probably an old SAC base at one time. And then there used to be ICBMs in Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska. I think most of those now are only up in the Dakotas, North Dakota, and in Montana for the most part. There might be a few here and there, but Colorado maybe, but not really. Kansas is pretty much nuke-free now. But they take them to Forbes, and Forbes has got some deep underground bunkers and stuff in it. And the reason they do is they used to do, allegedly a long time ago, when MK Ultra was born, and there was people that allegedly, you can look it up, MK Ultra, you can look it up, CIA mind control experiments, and there was a Menninger clinic in Topeka, and allegedly the Menninger brothers were allegedly involved back then with the mind control crews of the CIA. And then let's say that there was manufacture of what we would call Manchurian candidates, but let's say that they were U.S. Manchurian candidates and later became maybe super type soldiers. But let's say that they had some, just like Jesse Ventura showed. Remember, he had the program, Jesse did. You can't find it on YouTube because they wiped it. But the YouTube used to show, and then Jesse Ventura's program on TV, Shoji went into where there was a psychologist or a shrink, a psychiatrist, and there was a guy in the room and everything, and Jesse's talking to this kid, and the psychiatrist gives him some kind of cue, like, bop, 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 or hoopa-doopa-doopa, or whatever the cue was. And all of a sudden, the guy started walking down the thing, and he pulls out a gun, or he pretends like he's got a gun, and pulls a trigger, a mystical trigger, you know? And then, clip-clap, seems out of beam, and the guy's like back to normal. And the guy did this in front of Jesse. So let's say that just maybe, years and years ago, back in time, when down deep below, they might have trained people how to be, you know, assassins, you see? But assassins who didn't necessarily know they were assassins. Now, maybe they do a little bit of that sometimes, because I met a guy one time who had to pull his kid out of the Air Force Academy, because his kid, who was a real strong Christian, and had a very sharp mind and smart. He wakes up in a lecture series and he's looking around. There's these weird slides and these guys that had the lights are down low, and he looks around to all his fellow classmates, the Air Force Academy, and they're all in what I would call somnambulistic states, a trance-like state. And he wakes up and he's hearing the talk. And miles ago before you sleep, and whatever the ditter on the screen and the implants they were giving them with pictures on the screen, these people were all in a trance watching it. So he told his daddy, and his daddy jerked him out of there, and his daddy was a tough monkey from, let's just say, the North Country, but in the center of the country, you know, where they got 10,000 lakes. He was a tough guy. He was a pugilist and a kickboxing type. And They tried to keep him there at the academy, and he had to pop somebody pretty good and whip a paper on him from a some kind of attorney, and he took his kid home, jerked him out of there. That was a number of years ago. I couldn't tell you the name or anything anymore, so you can't look it up and you can say, oh, tell me who it is. No, I don't know who it is. I knew who it was, but I don't know who it is now. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got all this stuff going on. And then in Kansas, I'm going to tell you about Kansas. A lot of the legislators tried to talk to the press. They say this thing was sort of lackluster. Now, one of the people that said that was a representative from down Hutchinson, Kansas way. Well, down at Hutchinson, they do have continuity of government down there in the salt mines. They got deep salt mines in the Hutch. Got a prison down there, too. But they got deep salt mines, and Brother Greg Evenson told us on air a few years ago, and God bless Greg in heaven, I'll tell you, man, and God bless his lovely wife, Liz Evenson. Call Liz up if you still got her number, or she's living in, still up there in the Uper. Get in touch with her. Tell her that you loved her husband, that you love her. Anyway. Greg told us that, and told me years ago that, that state of Kansas was proactive and they were doing stuff. Cause see, years and years ago, when Greg was one of the most decorated state troopers, State Highway Patrol, he helped to write the emergency plans for the state back then and how to block off a city in case of nuclear war, that kind of stuff, you know, interject the expressways and Kansas City, Kansas and Lawrence and all the different things. And back then there was the, oh, ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian knife, not a fight, but I'm going to tell you what. There's something afoot. There's something afoot. And watch out for MLK weekend. And if you're going to Virginia, don't go until Tuesday. Mighty men and women of valor, I know you're up there. Use your high technology to strike blows against those white helicopters that are being seen in the mountains that are Russian helicopters west of Colorado Springs. Pop them at one time with your stuff. See what they do. And for all them feds up there in Larimer County, are you the ones that are going to go to Denver or go to Virginia wearing MAGA hats and try to shoot up black people? We don't know. But something's getting ready to go down. I'll talk more to you about it tomorrow night. Mighty men and women of valor, you know who you are. Fandango Rangers and old Mickey LaPua. Mickey, they just picked up the 338 Norma Magnum in a machine gun. Best of luck.